the notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. How about a little catch-up session today on interesting technological items that we might have missed as we've been trying to stay cool this sultry summer? Okay? Good. Let's go. Summer is traditionally a time to get in some vacation reading. And while most of us are probably still holding a good old paperback book in our hands, that may be changing in the not-too-distant future. And the reason is the advent of electronic book readers. Now, we have, of course, been hearing this claim for years. And for years, we've also been noticing that electronic book readers have been bulky, inconvenient, and just plain hard to read with their fuzzy resolutions on screen. Well, the electronic book elves have been hard at work, and the results are beginning to look pretty impressive. Sony, for example, has recently released an electronic book reader that weighs less than half a pound and measures about 7.5 by 4.5 inches, the size and weight of a paperback book. It has 10 megabytes of internal storage and has a slot for removable memory stick cards. A 512 megabyte memory stick card, for example, will hold about 500 books, and the four replaceable AAA batteries will allow you to view about 10,000 pages before they need to be changed. But the big news is the display resolution, 170 dots per inch, which is more than twice the resolution of computer display screens and more or less equivalent to the resolution of newspaper print. This technology sounds pretty neat, and it is. But of course, there are still a few downsides. One at the moment is price, well over $300. The other is content. If you're happy to download books available for free from the internet at wonderful sites like projectgutenberg.org, then you're all set. The machine has a USB port, so you can transfer those books from your computer to the internal memory or even to a removable memory stick. But if you want current books that are under full copyright protection, you'll have to pony up a few bucks a month as a subscription fee, since the machine contains digital rights management technology that will make it impossible to read copy-protected books without a subscription. Still, the technology is very promising. Imagine loading up dozens of books on one paperback-sized machine so that you only have to pack one item to read with you when you're going on vacation instead of dozens. The prices will surely come down over time. Keep an eye out if you're an avid reader. Now, this Sony device uses a grayscale display, no color. But there are developments on the horizon there, too. Fujitsu has created what they refer to as color electronic paper. Not only does this, quote, paper display color images and text, it's also bendable, and it can keep the image on the screen even when the power is turned off. This is still a laboratory-only technology, but we'll probably be seeing it on the streets in a year or so. Imagine combining a color display with the features of something like Sony's current book reader. That may just be enough to make believers of some of us. Meanwhile, those who've immersed themselves in the world of Hogwarts are familiar with the famous Sorting Hat, a magical hat that the new arrivals at Hogwarts must put on and which decrees which of the four Hogwarts houses the aspiring wizards will be assigned to. Well, a slightly more sinister endeavor is modeling itself after the magical Sorting Hat. The Sorting Door Project is an effort to examine how best to use ubiquitous RFID tag technology for, among other things, surveillance. Ross Stapleton Gray, a former CIA analyst, is behind the project and explains at the project's website, which is www.sortingdoor.com, just what the project is interested in doing. Here's part of what you will find there. Quote, "The Sorting Door Project is an exploration of issues around radio frequency identification, RFID, including of surveillance and privacy, unique identification, and classification. RFID technologies will introduce new stresses in the tension between personal privacy and information collection and analysis. The Sorting Door is intended as a testbed for technologies and policies to address the issues raised by RFID. The elements of the Sorting Door include research on collection context, for example, associating multiple RFIDs into constellations attached to specific individuals or otherwise found in recurring groups. Research on constructing associations over time. Research on using object-type information to make educated guesses as to identity, whether unique or as part of various classes. End quote. Although the language is a bit dense, it is, to its credit, quite clear about what's going on. As we've discussed on past editions of the Electronic Cottage, RFID tags will be everywhere in the next few years. In the tires on our cars, that's already happening if you have Michelin tires, in the products we buy, probably in our passport and driver's licenses, in our company ID cards, quite likely in our bank and credit cards, and maybe even in our supermarket frequent buyer program cards. So what happens when these RFID-enabled documents, like a license or a credit card, can associate you with the RFID-tagged products that you've bought and are wearing or carrying, which of course will be detected by RFID readers in, for example, doorways, or even in light poles along roadways. And then all those readings from all those disparate readers all over town are aggregated through a network of powerful databases. What will happen? Well, nobody knows for sure, but the likelihood is that that information would paint a pretty comprehensive picture of where you've been, what you've been doing, who you've been doing it with, and what kind of underwear you prefer. Not surprisingly, a lot of people in advertising, government agencies, and even private investigation firms are salivating at the prospect of this kind of data aggregation, and the Sorting Door Project will be looking into all of those issues. If you have any interest in personal privacy, a visit to www.sortingdoor.com will be very enlightening. There are even a group of white papers there that you can download to learn more about the world of omnipresent RFID-based surveillance that we seem to be entering. And if you wait just a little while, you may even be able not only to download them, but to read them on a very convenient and very sharp electronic book reader. As you can see, there are two faces to technology, and we'll keep on looking at both faces right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.